I was just too excited about having guests on the show tonight. But you're going to be hearing a whole heck of a lot more about the KRVS Fall Fundraiser. And it'll be through the 20s, the weekend. I'm thinking I'm not any good with math. What we're going
to
do is we're going
to play. We went to school in Louisiana, so we struggle with the math. You know?
Yes, we do. And so my papa was an engineer, and he beat that stuff into my head. I learned it and probably forgot it when it was time for after the test, you know.
Right.
Learned it for the test, forgot most of it afterwards. I wish I knew some of my geometry and trigonometry still. Anyway, this is Buzu Chavis off the festival's Acadiens Live. This is going to be the new Buzu record. Mm-hmm. This is Gone à la Maison.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Knitting into Zydeco Cha-Cha's Festival Zydeco from the Creole Crossroads record on the Rounder record label.
They will be shutting down the dance hall tent on Sunday from 4:30 to 5:45, closing that stage down.
Oh, boy.
And
who's the closers on the other stages on that Sunday?
You got,
just
let's see.
Who's that competition?
You got Pine Leaf Boys shutting down the Heritage stage, and then Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. But really, Wayne Toops is always the last act to play on Sunday, and he plays from 6 to 7:15. I call it Wayne Toops and the Zydi Orchestra, because he's got like 12 musicians up there. He brought 4 fiddles last year. It's incredible, man. It's just it's incredible. You know, it's just a great way to shut down the festival. And Wayne always brings it, you know. And
he does it that.
Yeah, he loves that. I mean,
he can bring it all the way down too, just to him and his accordion.
Well, and he does all French set for that for this festival. He doesn't play doesn't do any English songs. He plays all French, and he just nails it, man. And you know, he's really kicking on all cylinders right now. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah. We should. Well, let's see. Where's it at? Sneak in. It's off this festival, Zycardian's 91 to 97 record. We'll see if we can't pull out Wayne Toops. Before Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, we had Gino Delafoss and French Rockin' Boogie from the Everybody's Dancin' record, the title track. And we started off the set on the Saturday Night Only portion of Dirty Rice with Gone à la Maison from Buzu Chavis. Off the soon-to-be-released Buzu Chavis Festival Zycardians at Creoles record. Going to be out on Rubber Boots, Center for Louisiana Studies, Valcour Records label.
Yeah, the festival's producing all the records, of
festival
course.
Festival production.
The
please support them.
Yeah.
Buy all of these. They're great.
Well, and that brings up a good point. You know, it's amazing. We get all these out-of-town visitors that come, and I love to get these emails where they say, man, we've seen, you know, we saw all the stages and all the music looks great and everything, but we don't see what the gate charge is. And I love to email those guys back and say, because there is no gate charge. It's absolutely free. And I think people from out of town and especially out of state are always shocked that we're able to put on a festival of this quality and not charge any admission. So that's always, I love to get those emails. You know, they're always great to answer. But you can purchase your official festival poster and pin. You can become a festival friend by going on our website. And
yeah, I noticed there was a lot more promotional type stuff to help keep this a free festival.
Exactly. You know, it takes a lot of money to put on an event like this. So we get a lot of support from, and you know, people, like I said, you leave your ice chest at home, or you know, bring your ice chest with some ice in it, fill it up with festival beverages. Again, just another way to keep the festival free.
Yeah.
And you purchase your pin. You know, we have pins and posters and the CDs. And
all for a reasonable fee, as they say.
Absolutely, a reasonable fee.
Goes to a great, great, great cause. But y'all already know that, and we're going to see you out there.
October 11th through the 13th at Girard Park.
Boy, howdy, that's going to be a lot of fun. Always is. I mean, I'm telling you what. Let's see. We were going to play a Beausoleil song here.
Right. Terre de mon grand-père, which is one of my favorite songs that David Doucet wrote and sings. It's about his grandfather's land. And the thing I love about Beausoleil, and I think, you know, the evolution of Cajun music, you know, they were really so tight back in the day, you know, it's one of the things I admire about them and love about their music is that
just back in the day they still tied.
Well, that's I mean, starting
since
back
then,
yeah, since then. And they that was one of the things that always fascinated about me, how tight they were and how cohesive they were as a group.
Yeah. Always. This is Beausoleil.
Thank you. pra mim, cantar cidades, vida má pra mim. We'll be right back.
1973 special from Bonsoir Cotin off the Vive L'Amour record. Before that, we had Wayne Toups and the Paradan two-step off Festivals Acadiens 1991 to 1997, and we started off with Beau Soleil. Mr. Pat Mole sitting in with us this evening. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Thank you for coming in, Pat.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. Thanks for having
me. It's always fun. I'm just jumping, stepping, and fetching, trying to write down start times and missing a few of them, trying to keep track of everything here. But anyway, Festivals Acadiens.
October 11th through the 13th. Kicks off Friday evening with our Friday night fête au dos. There'll be no Downtown Alive that Friday.
Really?
Yep. They've given it up to us on Friday night.
We're hot dog.
Pleased and happy that they would do that. And so you can come out to Girard Park. Things kick off at 5 o'clock with the official cutting of the boudin.
I want some of that boudin, me, man.
And
I didn't eat much supper this evening.
And then Gino Delafosse will play, kick things off with the special guest Joel Saunier, and then Jambalaya Cajun Band with Belton Richard, D.L. Menard, and Jimmy C. Newman. And then Saturday we roll into, you know, nonstop, man. Saturday and Sunday, over 50 bands, over 76 hours of music. Literally a who's who of Cajun, Zydeco, and Swamp Pop, and food galore, chef demonstrations.
Yeah, you going to be doing any chef demonstrations?
No, that's the one weekend out of the year I don't cook anything, Bill. That's my
that's
rule.
That's when you get to eat everybody else's cooking.
Get to eat everybody else's cooking and enjoy the music. It's my rule. I had a catering gig. I guess it was last year. We did a reception for Capital One, who's our presenting sponsor, and it was on a Thursday night. So technically, I did not break my rule. And but no, it's the one weekend out of the year I don't cook anything. And so, you know, plenty of activities for the kids. You know, this is really, it's turned into very much a family event also. We have, it's like a big reunion, you know. Mm-hmm. People come together. This is a great way for us to celebrate our unique Cajun and Creole culture. And
it's a big family reunion.
Yeah, it's a big family reunion. It's also a reunion for the musicians, interestingly enough, because those guys travel year-round. They don't get to see each other. For this one weekend out of the year, they're all in the same spot at the same time. And it's really amazing to see everybody kind of, you know, there's a lot of hugging and slapping on the backs going on. And of course, and then what it does not that people don't, not that these musicians don't bring their A game every time they get on the stage, but if they know, you know, all their musician friends are in the back watching, you know, their tendency is to step it up a little bit more, you know, than usual.
As well, you should. This is what you call a premier gig.
Yeah.
Especially for musicians in South Louisiana, this jazz fest, little things like that. Those are you bring it to those. You don't just phone it in.
Right, right. And we're happy to be even mentioned in the same sentence as Jazz Fest, because for me, I mean, although, you know, I look at, you know, Jazz Fest is the king of all South Louisiana or Louisiana festivals, and then we're like the granddaddy. You know, we've been around for 39 years. We're having our 40th next year. We have a lot. We're already planning that party, but it's one of the premier festivals of South Louisiana. Period. And again, being free, it's really grown in the last. We took it over from the JCs about 5 years ago, and have really put a lot of effort into not just growing the venues, but also growing the amenities. You know, having better signage, better.
Mm-hmm. The festival has grown.
Yes,
it had the potential and it grew up, and we are, as I say, as myself, as a member of the audience, reaping the benefits mm-hmm. of it, and hopefully everyone else is. Thank you, Pat, for coming in. Thank you,
my
ladies
pleasure.
And gentlemen, for tuning in to the show. Dirty Rice affects an area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from the Bougie Arsenault line, passing through the Bunkie Overpass, down into Côte Blanche Bay, Vermilion Bay, Atchafalaya Bay, all shrimp boats, oil rigs, and privateers in the Gulf of Mexico. We send out a worldwide hoodoo on the internet, krvs.org. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. I'm Bill Bolens. It's been a pleasure. I may come back on Wednesday. But if not, you'll hear us again. We'll see you then.